Back at it here on a Monday. Good to have you along for the conversation. By the way, we do take the pulse of the nation by allowing you to chime in on the DTE Common Sense Hotline. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966 is the DTE Common Sense Hotline. Rich checking in from the Villages in Florida. Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Steve. Just watching your program this morning and how that mayor of Portland or whatever is saying that it's the president's fault. Listen, they had many a chances to stop what's going on there. They haven't done anything. Rioting, burning, destroying people's property and everything. That's wrong.
You know, there's this saying that somehow if you shoot somebody that breaks into your house, you care more about your stuff than about their life. Well, I guess I suggest if they're breaking into my house, they care more about their stuff than they do their life as well. Something to consider. You got that right. Rich, I greatly appreciate you checking in. They have had time and time and time again to get this solved, and they have not. Rich, thank you for checking in today. Thank you so much. Here's some polling numbers that I want to share with you because they are very telling. First of all, in the odds makers. At the beginning of the Democratic National Convention 2 weeks ago today, the odds makers collectively believe that Donald Trump had a 1 in 3 chance of winning the election, 33%. People take money on this, if you didn't know. They bet on it all over Europe and different places. So the odds makers take bets on who can win the election. 33% said Donald Trump could win the American election 2 weeks ago today. It's now 51-49 Biden. It's a dead heat, 50-50 shot here. The odds makers coming in behind the president saying, no, he can win here. Now, I've got a whole series of polls here I want to share with you because they're all quite important. Number one, here comes one from the Daily Mail and Express in the UK. In the latest monthly Democracy Institute Sunday Express poll, President Trump has a 48% approval and support over Joe Biden's 45% support. So they're saying that Donald Trump has a 3-point lead nationally in the race for the White House. Even more telling, they say the lead in the key swing states is 7 points, 49-42. 1,500 people were questioned for this survey. And if you're wondering about the survey, let me tell you this part of it. Polling by the Democracy Institute has previously accurately predicted both the 2016 presidential election and the result of Brexit. Their polling numbers seem to be pretty good. They called Brexit when others did not. They called Donald Trump the 2016 winner when few did. I did, but few others. And so their polling consistently shows Trump ahead and the lead getting larger. Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary under the president, said the reason is quite simple. People are reluctant to tell the truth about who they're going to vote for when they're going to vote for Donald Trump. They don't put a yard sign out because they don't want some punk kid throwing a brick through their window. But they're going to vote for Trump because they believe in law and order. And this is the survey, by the way, that found that 37% put law and order as the top political issue in the United States in 2020. COVID, by the way, didn't make the top five. Think about that. COVID didn't make the top five. Law and order, number one. The Democrats have put all of their eggs in the COVID basket. That's not working out very well. Other polling saying the same thing, the Zogby poll. Trump back in the game. That's what it says, the headline for the Zogby poll. And for other polling, which we're going to get to a little bit later in the program, more of the same. Studies suggest 2020 polls may be missing shy Trump voters. The head of the Trafalgar Group that also accurately called the 2016 election for Donald Trump will be here with me in hour number two. You don't want to miss that. Robert Cahaley will be here. He's going to tell you why Donald Trump is winning and expanding his lead and why other pollsters just have it wrong. Why other pollsters just have it wrong. And here's the other part of it. For the last several weeks and months, not only have you been told that Donald Trump's going to lose, but the U.S. Senate is going to go to the Democrats and the U.S. House. Think again. If you look at the races around the country right now, here's one that should be a stunner to all Democrats and a bit of good news to all Republicans. The Senate race in the state of Minnesota. Tina Smith, the incumbent Democrat, thought to be a walk-away winner in this race. Suddenly, it's a toss-up. Real Clear Politics says it's a toss-up race. Jason Lewis, a well-liked member of Congress, coming in strong now. And why wouldn't they? Voters in Minnesota, look what has happened in their city of Minneapolis. $500 million in damage or more. Just to the south, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rioters in the streets burning that city. And for the voters of the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes region, they say absolutely do not want that for ourselves. Law and order, which will reflect on the Senate races in Minnesota, Michigan, another critical race. John James, by the way, leading in the latest polling from the Trafalgar Group by 1 point over incumbent Senator Gary Peters, considered to be the weakest incumbent Democrat in America for a variety of reasons. I could go through a few of them. He's never appeared on this program, by the way, Gary Peters. He has been invited numerous times and told me to my face on two separate occasions he would join me here. He lied. Gary Peters, Mr. Senator, the opportunity is still yours. You've promised numerous times and never appeared here. Why? We'll just have real conversation and real questions, the same as I do for anyone. Why are you dodging the question, sir? That's what I ask. But Senate races in Montana. The incumbent Republican now with a six-point lead. Susan Collins supposed to be dead in the water in Maine? Apparently not. Back to a foot race in Maine. Susan Collins likely to hang on there. Cory Gardner doing far better in Colorado than he was supposed to. He's going to hang on there. You watch. Republicans are going to pick up two seats in the U.S. Senate. You heard it here first. 25 after. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.